Thank you and good morning. The votes have been cast and the final count is still underway, but there were few surprises in Tuesday's election. Governor Jerry Brown handily defeated Neel Kashkari in the governor's race, garnering nearly 70% of the votes cast in Humboldt County and 58% statewide. Congressman Jared Huffman easily outdistanced Dale Mensing in the Congressional District 2 race, with 67% of the vote in Humboldt County and 70% district-wide. Mike McGuire is the new state senator for District 2, replacing the retired Noreen Evans. He defeated Lawrence Wiesner with more than 60% of the vote. Jim Wood, a Democrat, will replace Wes Chesbro in the state assembly after an easy win over Matt Heath, again with 60% of the vote. In local races, the city of Arcata had five candidates vying for three open seats, and those seats were claimed by incumbent Mark Wheatley, along with newcomers Sophia Pereira and Juan Fernandez. In the sole head-to-head race in Arcata to fill out a two-year term for another seat, Paul Patino defeated Ryan Kaplan. In Eureka, Mayor Frank Yeager and Councilmember Marion Brady each ran uncontested and were re-elected. In the Ward 3 race, incumbent Mike Newman defeated challenger Kim Burgell in a very close race, with Newman pulling in 2,965 votes to Burgell's 2,591. Newcomer Natalie Arroyo challenged incumbent Chet Albin in the Ward 5 race and knocked Albin off with a convincing win by more than 1,200 votes. In Fortuna, Sue Long, Linda Gardner, and Tiara Brown won seats on the city council. In Ferndale, Mike Sweeney and Doug Brower won the two open seats for the city council, and Don Hindley easily won the mayor's race in Ferndale as well. In Rio Dell, Gordon Johnson, Deborah Garnes, and Timothy Marks all won seats on the city council. The countywide sales tax measure, Measure Z, passed with more than 55% of voters giving their approval. The measure passed with 3,000 votes to spare out of 28,000 votes cast. Residents in the city of Eureka overwhelmingly approved Measure Q, the half-cent sales tax earmarked for public safety. With 65% of the vote, it will sunset in 5 years. Residents in the city of Eureka overwhelmingly approved Measure Q, the half-cent sales tax earmarked for public safety, with 65% of the vote. It will sunset in 5 years. Eureka voters handily rejected Measure R, the minimum wage increase, with more than 62% of those casting ballots voting no. Eureka voters also approved Measure S, a $49 million school bond, with 55% of the vote. In Fortuna, the one-cent sales tax, Measure V, was voted down handily, rejected by 63% of voters, and Fortuna voters also said no to Measure W, a school bond proposition. 67% voted no. Jacoby Creek School District members approved their school bond measure, Measure Y, with 55% of the vote. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Regardless of the results of the city of Eureka's vote on ballot measure Q, the continuance of a half-cent sales tax earmarked for public safety, police still must perform their duties, and according to Chief Andy Mills, that means taking a more proactive role in addressing crime. Instead of simply responding to a report of a crime, Mills has dispatched personnel to contact residents in high property crime areas.
So last week, we sent five or six public safety officers into neighborhoods where we're having high burglary rate problems and high theft problems, knocking on doors, handing out crime prevention materials, talking with people how they can batten down the hatch, and what we can do to try to reduce the opportunity of theft in those communities. Very different than just going and arresting bad guys.
Mills also pointed out that a city with a high percentage of renters, and in Eureka that number is 55%, brings unique issues.
I think there's a lot of things we can do working with community members to control the opportunity for crime. And that's the next step, and that's the exciting part, the growth part, where I think that we can really have an impact. But if you have 25% or more of your city that are rentals, that certainly adds to the principle that no one paints a rented house. And so, therefore, we really want to work with them also, because people will protect their own property, though.
Mills will be able to maintain his current strategy in addressing crime now that voters have approved Measure Q, which means that sales tax revenue will continue to come in for public safety. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.